Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Yud Beis Omud Aleph. And we're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Nun Ches. We've been talking about enclosed yards that were halachically not enclosed, even though they physically are enclosed, because the enclosure was made prior to the house being built that you would like to carry from the house into the surrounding enclosed area. This is a concept called a yard that was mukaf lo l'shem dira. We have discussed this in the previous shiurim, and we'll continue in that regard today. We are at the very top line, Sif Hei. The Mechaber tells us, Bona bo omud v'nismayit bekach. We have already explained in previous shiurim that an enclosed yard, if it's less than a beis sosayim, one can carry within it. But if it's more than a beis sosayim, it must be mukaf l'shem dira. It must be enclosed for the purposes of the house that was in it. And if the house came afterwards, then it's not considered a halachically enclosed area. So here, you have a yard that is more than a beis sosayim, and you want to minimize its size by placing a post inside of it. So the Mechaber is telling us that if you put a post, this omud, inside a field that's enclosed, but it would not be halachically considered enclosed because it wasn't mukaf l'shem dira. It was enclosed without having a house in there originally, and now you are diminishing its size to less than a beis sosayim by putting in this post, v'nismayit b'kach, as a result, you have a field that's smaller than a beis sosayim, and therefore, even if it's not mukaf l'dira, it would be acceptable to carry within it if it's enclosed. So the Mechaber tells us, imhu rochav shlosha tvachim hevi miut. As long as this post is at least three tvachim wide, so then it is in fact considered an appropriate diminution over here of the size, and therefore it is considered halachically a properly enclosed area because it's less than a beis sosayim. Heavy miut, it does in fact diminish its size. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Memhei explains further, this is true whether you put this post, bein be'emtza, whether the post is in the middle of the field, bein samach l'kos le'akarpaf, or whether it's next to the walls that are enclosing this yard, it is perfectly acceptable. Dear Shu footnote number 21 says, v'im nofal ha'amud b'Shabbos, if this post falls down on Shabbos, and the Tosefis Shabbos writes, shakarpach chozer li'isuro, it's now larger than a beis sosayim, so even though it's physically enclosed, one is not allowed to carry within it. V'ein omri b'zeh, Shabbos shehutra hutra. We don't say, once it was permitted, it is permitted for the rest of the Shabbos. Why? Because kivin shenas a karmelis, because you have over here a karmelis, because it is more than the beis sosayim, and therefore it is not allowed to be carried with it on that Shabbos once the post falls down. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Memvav and says that it needs to be at least three tefachim wide for this post to be able to diminish the beis sosayim, and in addition, v'gavoa asorin, it must also have a height of 10 tefachim for it to be considered significant. Sivkot Memzayin, heavy miut, this knocks it down. However, avol bepachos me'asori, if it doesn't have a 10 tefachim height, or the rochav shlosha doesn't have a 3 tefach width, lo choshev, it's not considered significant, vavi kimi she'eno, and it's as if it's not there, it's subordinate to the field, and therefore it will still retain the size of a beis sosayim. Now we go to Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, bono mechitza beorech eser, if a person built a wall that has a length that we'll see is a little bit more than 10 amos, beorech eser, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat Memches, means yoser mi eser, which means at least 10.1, a little bit more than 10 amos. Kach tzorach lomar, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber meant to say over here. Umayre de gova, likewise, it has to be at least hayogam kein eser. Now it should be asar because it's talking about 10 tvachim, so it should be the masculine asar over here. So in order for this wall to be considered significant, it has to essentially create a pirtza over here. We'll see exactly why in a second. So you have at least 10 point something amos, a little bit more than 10 amos, and it must be 10 tvachim tall, so it constitutes a new wall over here. And you place this wall, lifne mechitza harishona. You place it next to the original wall that was there. In other words, you're doing this levatla to remove the status of the original wall, which was put up not mukaf l'shem dira, but now you subsequently have built the house. The original wall will not work halachically because it wasn't mukaf l'shem dira. So you're placing a new wall over here, which essentially goes to destroy halachically the old wall that was there. It now is the new wall for this yard, and now it's mukaf l'shem dira, And this way, Shetieh Kamosha Eina, it makes the original old wall as if it's not there. And the Iyah Mukaf Ladira Ayideh Hashnia. And therefore, this yard is considered enclosed because of the new second wall. Again, you didn't do the entire enclosure. You just did a 10 Amma plus area with a halachically good wall, a mechitzah, because it was at least 10 Tvachim tall. And in this situation, as long as in Hirchika Meharishona Shlosh Tvachim, it wasn't within three Tvachim of the old wall, because it was within three Tvachim of the old wall, because of the principle of Lovut, we don't consider it a new entity. So therefore, it's more than three Tvachim away from the old wall. You have essentially, in Halacha, destroyed the old wall, even though it's physically still there, and replaced it with this new wall. This new wall is being put up after the Dira is there. Therefore, it's Mutter to carry within this enclosure, because it's considered Mukaf L'Shem Dira. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Mem Tes that when you put up this new wall, you're putting it up lifnei mechitza. It means lifnim bekarpav, within the walls of this karpav that was originally surrounded. You've moved this new wall at least three tefachim, as we've explained, inside. So you've created basically a new mukaf ledira situation. Sivkat Nun, Shetia Kmisha'ina. You made the old wall as if it's not there. Ve'vikilu nifratz b'mechitza yishana kol orech hazeh. And it's as if halachically you have knocked down the old wall that was there by placing this new wall that's at least 10 amos long and at least 10 tefachim high. Shemizbatel kol hamechitzos b'shul piritzazu. And it essentially nullifies the previously built wall that was mukav shelo l'shem dira. And as we've already learned, the Kidel Basif Beis, this now is a new structure that you're creating. You've essentially removed the old wall, which was not Mukaf L'Shem Dira, and created a new wall, which is Mukaf L'Shem Dira, to allow this to be considered halachically enclosed, and you can carry within this. Sivkat Nun Aleph, via Mukaf L'Dira, Umayre Sheposat Lo Pesach, Kodim Shebon Mechitza Chadosh. Obviously, you have either built the house there or built the door from this house into this courtyard before you go and enclose it, and therefore it's called Mukaf L'Shem Dira. Again, one really needs to understand the previous se'ifim in this siman to understand today's shiur well. It therefore might be worthwhile to chazer over the previous shiurim if this is not fully clear to one listening to the shiur. Now we go to Sivkat Nun Beis. Shlosha Tvachim Mutter, if as long as three Tvachim away from the original wall, it is considered a new wall. It has essentially halachically destroyed the old wall, even though it's physically still there, and therefore this is now called Mukaf L'Shem Dira. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, Dahavalei Hekev Chadosh L'Shem Dira. You have now created a new wall that is specifically built for the purposes of the Dira. However, but if it's within three tvachim of the old wall, then lo mahani, it will not help. It's not considered a new wall because of the principle of lavud. It is considered like part of the old wall, as if you just extended the old wall. It doesn't help to extend the old wall for the purposes of mukaf l'shem dira. That doesn't work. Lo mahani. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, V'chol b'shalo nismayet ha-karfa mishir yoser mibeis susayim ayidei kos al-chodesh. This obviously is talking about where you haven't diminished the size of the field to less than a beis susayim by the new wall. However, avol im nismayet ha-karfa mishiru, if by doing this new wall you've enclosed less of an area because you've indented the wall from where the old wall was, and you're in fact now enclosing an area that's less than a beis susayim, bevadei mutter. Here, even if you've only moved it a tefach or two from the old wall, but since the old space was exactly a little bit more than a beis hasayim, and now it's a little bit less than a beis hasayim, sharei afilu b'toch tit ala kosel mahani. Here, if you just slabbed on some additional cement, some pitch onto the old wall that minimizes the area that you're enclosing to less than a beis hasayim, that would also be acceptable, kimavur b'siv zayin, as we'll learn in a moment in Sif Zayin. And Sif Zayin, the Mechaber tells us, Toch tit al mechitzos harishonos, if you placed additional cement over here, if you put additional plaster or tar or pitch over here onto the original wall, and the purpose of this is lamayit aviro, to make the enclosure now less than a beis hasayim, and in fact, vinismayit, and you accomplish this. And in addition, im hatit ove, this additional plaster or cement that you're adding to the original wall has to be thick enough, she'im tinotel mechitza rishona, that if you remove the original wall, ru'uya lamo bifnei atzma, this new additional plaster over here would be sturdy enough that it would stand up on its own. So basically, the new additional tit that you've added over here would in fact be a separate new wall by itself if you took the old wall down. That is halachically heavy miut. It would be considered an acceptable diminution in size over here of the field, and therefore you would be allowed to carry within this enclosure. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nun Gimel, L'mayit Aviro, Shelo Yeshidcho Yosim Yibeis Sasayim, V'yimuta L'tal Tubo. In other words, that the field should be now less than the Beis Sasayim, and you'd be allowed to go and carry in this less than Beis Sasayim enclosed area. In fact, Sifkot Nun Dalit, it would be heavy miut, the Mishnah Berurah says. V'afilu Lo Toch, and even if you didn't put in enough plaster, Ella Bi'echod Mikosli HaKarpav, you don't have to do this to all the walls, you just did it to one of the walls of the Karpav, or Afilu Miktsoso, even part of it, Sagi, it would be halachically acceptable as long as you diminished it to less than a Beis Sasayim. However, umikol makum nira, the Mishmur says, nevertheless, it appears, shetiach koponim gova hatiach asora mikarka ulmala uruchava shlosha. This additional cement that you're putting on, this part of the wall, has to at least be a height of 10 tvachim from the ground up to the top of where you're plastering, and it has to be over here at least 3 tvachim wide. Because otherwise it's not considered something significant. As we've already explained with the post that you placed in Sif Hay over here to diminish the size of the field, it had to be halachically considered something significant, which is defined as at least 3 tvachim wide and 10 tvachim tall. Then the Mishmur says, V'ayin in the Bir Halacha. One can look further in the Bir Halacha over here, and one can see diagrams of this in Dirshu footnote number 22 for additional discussion. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im lav, lo heavy miut. But if you haven't added a significantly thick amount of plaster to this wall over here that meets all of the requirements that we just said, then lo heavy miut. It would not qualify over here as a diminution in the size of the field. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nun Hei, the chemish ain't nadam yet. We consider it halachli as if it's not there, and therefore the field still retains being more than a base of sign. However, the Mishmur says, V'yesh cholkin azeh, there are those that disagree with this over here. And they say, D'kol sheyichol olam odim ha-kosel mimayit. As long as it's able to stand up with the wall, it can diminish the size of the Beis Sasayim. Meaning, it doesn't have to be able to stand up on its own, like we previously said that you have to have it thick enough to be 3 tvachim and 10 tvachim tall, 3 tvachim thickness wide and 10 tvachim tall, and therefore it would be able to stand up on its own, so even if you remove the original wall, it would still be standing. According to this opinion now that we bring down, the Yesh Cholkin Azeh, it doesn't have to have that ability to stand up on its own, it just has to be able to stand up while it's attached to the wall that's already there. The Mishnah Berurah says one can in fact rely upon this lenient opinion under extenuating circumstances when you need to. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Ost Nun Gimel, explains the Be'emes Kol Achronim Hikshu Amachaber Shehishmit Legamri Shitas Rambam VaRosh Teikilu. The Machaber doesn't even mention these lenient opinions over here of the Rambam and the Rosh that say you can be lenient in this situation. And Vegam Ba'or Zeruah Hetik Divrei Rambam L'Hakel. And the Or Zeruah also passes like the Rambam lenient opinion over here. And finally, this is also the Pesach of the El Yerabba in the name of the Ma'usha Yontif and also the Bach. So it is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah that one can rely upon these lenient opinions, Le'es Tzorach. He says, V'chol zeh, this is all true only im nismayet ashir ayidei zeh mibifnim. It's only if over here if you're minimizing the size by plastering it or adding this post on the inside. Avolam lo nismayet ashir, but if it doesn't accomplish lowering the size of the field to less than a base of sayim, the vade osur, then you haven't accomplished anything. Vafilu kivein batiach hazeh l'shem dira, and even if you're putting the plaster on over here, you did it l'shem dira, that you're going to enclose the area, it doesn't help. Avsho so off, even if you made it thick, kol kach sheyochol lamo bifnei atzo, that it would be able to stand up on its own, it will not work. Because in this situation, the havi kemechitza gabi mechitza. This is halachically no different than if you have a mechitza that's right next to a mechitza, which we already explained, kimavor b'silvav, is absolutely not good, because all it is extending an already existing wall. And extending an already existing wall doesn't change it from being mukaf shelo l'shem dira to making it mukaf l'shem dira. Finally, we'll conclude with the words of the Bir Halacha, Dira Maskel Be'orech Eser. Why did you have to only put a wall in Sif Vav that had to be 10 Amos plus long, but you didn't have to enclose the entire area? He says, Hu svaras harosh v'hilchosav. This is the opinion of the Rosh in this halacha sefer. The b'shiur kazeh dai lahatir akarpaf. By just having a new wall that's 10 plus amos in its length, the apol gav she'eno kosel sholim, even though it's not a complete wall, nevertheless, mikol mokom lo griya miparetz eser. It's no different than if you had breached the wall 10 plus amos, ugdera, and then refenced it in. The Mahani, that was certainly good, as we explained in yesterday's shir. Vafilu b'vasachas, and we even explained that that's good, even if you didn't do it all 10 amos at the same time, but you did it one amma and fenced it, one amma and fenced it. And this is permissible and good, even if you didn't have the entire wall broken down, the 10 amos plus, in the pirtza all at once, but you only did one amma at a time and then fenced it, one amma and then fenced it, that still was good. So to over here, it is perfectly acceptable. Kamo kein hocha, yesh kosel chodosh b'sirosh kazeh. By putting in a new 10 plus amma wall, it is halachically considered that you destroyed the old wall, and zehu svaraso l'ma'ayin bo. This is the correct understanding if one looks into this. Finally, we have Dirshu footnote number 24 that brings down Shim Toch Es HaKosel Kedei LeYafuso O LeChazko. If your purpose of your plastering the wall was to beautify the wall or to make the wall stronger, O Shetoch Es Kol HaKosel, or you did the entire wall, then Hare LeChol HaDeos Hu Memayit Bishur Beit Sasayim. Then it fills, according to all opinions, minimizing the area of the Karpav to be less than a Beit Sasayim. And he says, Afilu im ein hatit yochol lamo bifniatzo. This is true even if the tit on its own, the plaster on its own, would not be able to stand up if you remove the wall. And he says the machlokis in the Gemara between Rabba and Rava, dafka kishetoch kidei lamayit es akarpav di beis hasayim. That which we've been talking about is the plaster working on its own or not. Can it work if it doesn't have the ability to stand on its own? That is all discussing where it wasn't for the purposes of being machazik the wall or to be miyafa the wall. But in these situations, it would in fact be good. With this, we conclude today's shir.